Good morning. It's Friday the 17th of October. I'm Sasha Keir with today's news, sports and weather. Ukraine's Defence Minister Denis Shmyhal visited Luxembourg yesterday, thanking the nation for its solidarity while requesting further support for drone production. Ukraine aims to build 20 million annually. Luxembourg is contributing 15 million euros to NATO's Ukraine initiative. Meanwhile, President Trump has announced plans to meet Russian President Putin in Budapest, following what he called a productive call. The timing is significant. Ukrainian President Zelensky is visiting the White House today to request US-made Tomahawk missiles. This would be Trump and Putin's second meeting since Trump's return to office after their August summit in Alaska failed to end the conflict. French rail workers are striking today, causing delays for cross-border commuters. CFL is warning that trains between Luxembourg and France will be affected, particularly services to Thionville and Metz. However, TGV services to and from Luxembourg City will run normally. Passengers are advised to check journey details on the CFL website. Hamas has stressed its commitment to the ceasefire with Israel and says it wants to return all remaining hostage bodies from Gaza. However, the group warns the process will take time, as some bodies are buried in destroyed tunnels or trapped under rubble from Israeli bombing. Israel has threatened to resume fighting if Hamas fails to return the bodies. Back to national news, Luxembourg's emergency services have launched Staying Alive LU, a new app to help the 500 annual cardiac arrest cases in the country. The app alerts nearby volunteers when someone suffers a cardiac arrest, guiding them through resuscitation or directing them to call an ambulance. Users receive phone support from 112 operators and no prior first aid training is required. After testing since June, the app is now available to the public. And Europe's top court, based in Luxembourg, has ruled that dogs travelling in aircraft cargo holds are legally considered baggage, limiting airlines' compensation obligations if they go missing. The ruling follows a case where a passenger's dog, Mona, escaped at Buenos Aires Airport in 2019 before an Iberia flight to Barcelona and was never found. The owner was seeking €5,000 in damages. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Luxembourg's national football team may soon lose the chance to face major opponents like Portugal, Germany and France. UEFA is reviewing qualifying formats, potentially adopting a Champions League model with divisions based on team strength. The changes would not take effect until after 2028, meaning the qualifiers for the 2028 Euros could be the last chance for Luxembourg to face a major nation before the planned reform. And in rugby, Luxembourg's national men's 15 take on Norway in Stavanger tomorrow in their opening Rugby Europe Conference Pool A fixture. Luxembourg Rugby has a new captain for their match against Norway. Hugo Bertani, who plays in Barcelona, will lead the team from fullback. The match kicks off at 2 p.m. and will be streamed on YouTube and the Rugby Europe website. It's a cloudy start to the day, but the sun could come out at times, with Meteorlux predicting a total of 3 hours of sunshine and no rain. We can expect temperatures of 8 to 9 degrees this morning, rising to a maximum of 14 degrees in the afternoon.